Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Friday, February 14, 2025.
China's central bank adjusts monetary policy. On February 13, 2025, the People's Bank of China announced a major shift in its financial strategy to stimulate economic expansion amid rising global challenges and weak domestic demand. The central bank recognizes that worsening international conditions pose risks to the economy. To address these issues, it plans to adjust borrowing costs and the bank reserve ratio, ensuring cash availability and stabilizing the Chinese yuan, currently valued at about 14 cents. Since September 2024, Chinese policymakers have introduced various economic incentives, including interest rate cuts to combat slowdowns. In December 2024, the central bank transitioned from a cautious to a more relaxed monetary policy, targeting deflationary pressures and supporting growth. These changes are expected to significantly impact consumers and businesses, influencing spending and investment decisions. How will these adjustments affect your financial choices?
Germany's labor disputes in 2025. Germany is facing major labor disputes in 2025 as the traditional relationship between companies and workers begins to crumble. This bond has been vital to the country's economic success. Major firms like Bosch, ThyssenKrupp, ZF Friedrichshafen, and Volkswagen are laying off workers, closing factories, and moving jobs overseas. Unlike in the past, management is less willing to negotiate, often ending pay agreements without discussion. This raises serious concerns about the future of worker participation in management decisions. With a snap election set for February 23, 2025, these issues are likely to take center stage. In 2023, workers went on strike for over 600,000 days, more than double the previous year and the highest level since 2015. This rise in labor unrest reflects fierce competition, economic downturns, and increasing costs. As the situation develops, what does this mean for the future of work in Germany?
Indian rupee faces turbulence amid RBI actions. The Indian rupee, INR, is on a roller coaster ride as the Reserve Bank of India, RBI, intervenes to stabilize it. Recently, the RBI took bold steps in the foreign exchange market to combat pressures from slow economic growth and significant foreign outflows. Currently, the rupee is trading at about 86.88 Indian rupees to 1 US dollar, with the RBI working to prevent it from dropping below 88 Indian rupees. This week has seen the widest trading range for the rupee in 2 years, fluctuating between 86.46 and 87.95 Indian rupees. Traders are buzzing with activity, reflecting growing concerns about the rupee's potential decline. The RBI's efforts are crucial for maintaining economic stability in India, as a weaker currency can lead to higher import costs and inflation, impacting everyday consumers and businesses. Meanwhile, worries about U.S. economic policies, especially tariffs, are shaping investor sentiment towards the Indian currency.
Elon Musk's Grok 3 AI announcement. Elon Musk has made headlines with his latest announcement about Grok 3, his new AI chatbot, during a video call at the World Government Summit in Dubai, United Arab Emirates. He revealed that Grok 3 boasts impressive smart thinking abilities, outperforming other chatbots in tests. This project is part of Musk's strategy to compete with major players like OpenAI, which he co-founded. Recently, Musk led a group of investors in proposing an astonishing $97.4 billion to acquire OpenAI's nonprofit assets, highlighting the fierce interest in AI technology. He also discussed the potential to cut government spending by about $1 trillion, suggesting this could boost economic growth by 4-5%. In a conversation with UAE AI Minister Omar Al-Alama, Musk mentioned an exciting partnership on the Dubai Loop, an innovative underground transport system. His comments reflect a critical view of U.S. foreign policy, advocating for other nations to take charge of their own affairs. Overall, Musk's insights signal a bold vision for the future of AI and its impact on the global economy.
Google partners with Poland to boost AI adoption. Google is teaming up with Poland to accelerate the use of artificial intelligence, or AI. This exciting announcement came from Sundar Pichai, Google's CEO, during a press conference in Warsaw. partnership aims to harness AI to spark economic growth and revolutionize key areas like cybersecurity, health, and energy. Poland's thriving tech sector and dedication to innovation make it an appealing partner for Google. This collaboration is set to create new job opportunities and advance AI technologies, which are crucial in today's digital economy. As countries work to enhance their tech systems, this partnership represents a strategic move to strengthen AI capabilities across Europe. The impact of this collaboration could reach far beyond Poland, shaping AI development and economic strategies throughout the continent. Overall, this partnership marks a significant step forward in the global AI landscape, with the potential to redefine the future of technology and economic growth in Poland and beyond.
Lula critiques Trump's climate change impact ahead of COP30. Brazilian President Lula has raised alarms about how U.S. President Trump is affecting climate change negotiations as the world gears up for the 30th United Nations Climate Change Conference, or COP30. Lula believes Trump's actions make it harder for wealthy nations to commit to helping combat climate change. This discussion took place during an interview with Radio Diario FM in Macapa, Amapa, Brazil, home to the vital Amazon rainforest. Will host COP30 in Belém from November 10th to 21st, 2025. The conference aims to secure financial support for developing countries to protect their environments. Lula pointed out that back in 2009, rich nations promised $100 billion to preserve forests but have yet to deliver. Today, developing countries need about $1.3 trillion to safeguard their ecosystems. Trump's exit from the 2015 Paris Agreement has raised serious concerns about the future of international climate talks. Despite these challenges, Lula remains hopeful that wealthier countries can be encouraged to invest in protecting our planet, emphasizing the importance of COP30 and showcasing the Amazon's critical role.
Car incident in Munich injures 20 ahead of security conference. A car crashed into a crowd in Munich, Germany on February 13, 2025, injuring at least 20 people. This incident happened near the central train station as the city prepared for the Munich Security Conference, a major event where global leaders gather to discuss pressing security issues. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky were set to attend, highlighting the event's significance. The driver of the Mini Cooper was detained, and authorities are investigating whether the crash was an accident or intentional. Witnesses described a chaotic scene with many victims suffering serious injuries. This event raises urgent questions about public safety during high-profile gatherings, especially with a federal election approaching in Germany. The incident occurred just about a mile from the conference venue, reminding us of the ongoing challenges related to security in urban areas during significant international events.
Uncertain future for the CFPB. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, or CFPB, is facing a troubling future due to recent regulatory changes. Jamie Dimon, CEO of JPMorgan Chase & Company, raised alarms during a town hall meeting about the sudden shutdown of the CFPB's operations. Established after the 2008 financial crisis, the CFPB was meant to protect consumers from unfair lending practices and ensure fair treatment in financial transactions. Dimon shared mixed feelings about the Trump administration's decision to dismantle the agency, acknowledging that while some consumer protection rules were beneficial, the CFPB had sometimes overreached its authority. The agency's recent lawsuits against three banks for fraud involving the Zelle payment service highlighted its vital role in overseeing the financial sector. With the CFPB's closure, many financial technology firms and banks are now without regulators, raising serious concerns about consumer safety. Experts warn this could lead to a confusing patchwork of state regulations, ultimately weakening consumer trust in the financial system. As the Trump administration's actions continue to unfold, the future of consumer protection in the U.S. remains uncertain, leaving many to wonder how these changes will affect their financial well-being.
Kennedy's path to health secretary confirmation. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a well-known vaccine critic and environmental lawyer, is gearing up for a Senate vote on February 13, 2025, to become the U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services. This position oversees key health organizations like the Food and Drug Administration and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Despite his controversial views on vaccines, the Republican-led Senate appears ready to back his confirmation. Kennedy's journey has been filled with political twists. He once ran for president and later endorsed Donald Trump to enhance his influence. His confirmation could significantly impact health policy, especially regarding vaccination practices, as he has committed to maintaining current vaccination programs. The Senate hearings are intense, with some Republican senators voicing concerns about his anti-vaccine history, which has been widely discredited. Yet, influential figures like Elon Musk are pushing for support of Kennedy's nomination. The outcome of this vote will not only shape health policy, but also affect public trust in vaccines and health organizations across the nation. What does this mean for the future of public health in America?
Car ramming attack in Munich injures 30 ahead of German federal election. A shocking car ramming attack in Munich, Germany, on February 13, 2025, left at least 30 people injured. The driver, an Afghan asylum seeker named Farhad Nuri, plowed into a crowd during a protest by striking workers. Bavarian State Premier Markus Söder called it a likely attack, raising serious concerns about public safety just days before the federal election on February 23rd. This incident unfolded just hours before international leaders, including U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, were set to arrive for the Munich Security Conference. Witnesses described a chaotic scene, with personal belongings scattered everywhere. This attack is part of a troubling trend in Germany. Following a deadly Christmas market incident in December 2024 and a knife attack in January 2025, conservative politician Friedrich Merz stressed the urgent need for safety, criticizing Chancellor Olaf Scholz for his immigration policies. As the political climate heats up, immigration and public safety are expected to dominate discussions in the upcoming election.
Texas judge fines New York doctor for prescribing abortion pills. A Texas judge has fined Dr. Margaret Carpenter, a doctor from New Paltz, New York, $100,000 for unlawfully prescribing abortion medication to women in Texas. This ruling underscores the ongoing battle over abortion rights in the U.S. and raises questions about how far conservative states can go in prosecuting doctors who operate across state lines. Judge Brian Gant issued a default judgment after Carpenter did not respond to a lawsuit from Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, who accused her of violating state laws through remote health care. Medication abortions, which include mifepristone and misoprostol, account for over half of all abortions in the country. Following a 2022 Supreme Court ruling that allowed states to impose their own restrictions, more than 20 states, including Texas, have limited access to these services. In contrast, New York has enacted safeguards to protect doctors providing abortion pills to patients from other states. Governor Kathy Hochul has stated she won't sign an extradition order for Carpenter, who faces similar charges in Louisiana. This case sparks a heated debate about the future of remote health care and access to reproductive rights across state lines.
Europe's demand for a role in Ukraine peace talks. A pivotal moment in international relations emerged on February 14, 2025, when U.S. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin discussed a potential ceasefire in Ukraine. This crucial conversation took place without the European Union's involvement, alarming European leaders about their exclusion from vital negotiations. In response, the EU, consisting of 27 member countries, demanded a seat at the table, highlighting that Ukraine's security is closely tied to European stability. Finnish Prime Minister Petteri Orpo stressed that any agreements must include Ukraine, asserting that discussions on European security cannot overlook the country's interests. Concerns are rising over Trump's shift in U.S. policy, which suggests that Ukraine's return to its pre-2014 borders may not be necessary for negotiations with Russia. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz firmly opposed any peace deal that undermines Ukraine's sovereignty, stating that a dictated peace would not be supported. As European leaders unite in their call for a significant role in the peace process, the debate over Europe's involvement in shaping Ukraine's future intensifies. This demand reflects a broader desire for a unified European foreign policy, especially in security matters, amid a rapidly changing geopolitical landscape.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.